it's sort of like taking the weight off them, saying it's fine if you're like this, you got other people who feel like this, so they're not alone.
I design and deliver film and media projects to groups of young people across Merseyside that are either at risk of exclusion from mainstream education or that have an identified need. All of that project work, because of the BBC Children in Need funding, is free to schools and youth groups, and all of the films we produce are issue-based.
GYRO stands for Gay Youth Are Out, and it's the longest running LGBT youth group in the country.
I found about GYRO through school friends who'd been before, and they'd mentioned it to me and suggested that I should come as well because of my sexuality and the fact that I wasn't completely comfortable with it at the time.
Well, above all, it's a safe space for them to be themselves, to meet friends, to realise they're not the only one that feels the way that they do.
I go to this place called Bernardo's Action with Young Carers because I'm a young carer for my mother. She said that GYRO might be a good place for me because of my sexuality. She said that it might actually help me boost my self-esteem, because at that time my self-esteem was low.
Well, the main aim of GYRO is to empower young people to be themselves, to express themselves as they are, not as society might expect them to be, which is different from how they feel. We just love to see young people developing in confidence and, you know, forming good friendships and positive relationships, and having the confidence to stand up to those who might tell them that they shouldn't be the way that they are.
This year, since February, I've worked with over 120 young people, and we've worked on projects that have explored LGBT issues, issues around cyberbullying and bullying, smoking, self-harm, suicide, and it's the young people that are deciding what issues they want to explore.
To me, it's kind of like a sanctuary. It's like it's a place where I'd never have to worry about being judged or anything like that. I can usually get my opinions out without fear of, you know, just being like, oh no, you're wrong, this isn't what you should be thinking, you should be thinking this, or anything like that. And you can just, like, you can have your own voice be heard rather than just have to listen to everyone else's.
With the support of Danny from the Ariel Trust, we've been able to produce several short films, which have been a great way of promoting the group. A great way of the young people being heard, because, you know, I go out and give presentations about what we do, but people don't really want to hear from an old one like me. It speaks volumes. It's much more powerful coming from a young person for whom the group has made a difference.
To me, GYRO is like an important place because you get like young people who don't feel like they're good for the world. And to me, GYRO brings a bit more light into people to think that it's not a bad thing, it's just part of someone. A bit of a lifesaver, really.